Players abroad on Soccer Laguna Radio.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. Today we are going to offer you all with some Players Abroad highlights. This is a connecting flight, with our first stop being Sweden before we reach our final destination, Latvia. We are hearing from Luke Leroux, Bantu Mzokali and Khotso Masangane about the style of Scandinavian football and their respective teams. This is a non-smoking flight and due to the current coronavirus lockdown restrictions, alcohol will be served. Please maintain your social distance and do not touch your face. Sit back, relax and enjoy the on-flight entertainment.
You've made 20 starts, 23 appearances overall. How has the season been and how would you rate your campaign?
Look, for me, it was a good season. I believe I've grown a lot, whether it was mentally or physically. I think the team also, we did well. And for me, just to play, I mean, I remember in our last interview, I told you my goal was to play as many games as possible, which I did. And I think we did fairly well. So it was a good season all in all for us.
Looking forward to future seasons, what do you think you'd like to add to your game? I know that the Swedish game is physical, whereas here there's a lot of tricky passing play and all of that. But what aspects do you think would make you a more well-rounded player?
I think for me, you know, game time is what I needed. I think I got it this season. So with a bit of experience, I think that will help me next year. I wouldn't say there's a lot of technical or tactical aspects, but for me, it's just the experience. I think going into next year with a fresh mindset, it's a new season, and yeah, I'm ready for the challenge.
What type of coach is Joachim Persson, and what have you learned from him over the course of the season?
No, look, he's a good guy. He's a good coach also. He is very strict. He knows what he wants out of us, and he likes players that works hard, you know. He likes hard workers. For him, it's important to run for 90 minutes plus, and if the team is better than us, there's nothing we can do. But as long as we work our socks off for those 90 plus minutes.
And what has Swedish football specifically added to your game? Like, what type of gameplay have you experienced there?
In Sweden, look, it's very tough. Some games you have, it's very tactical. It's the bigger team. And I think also it's quite a tough league. I think people often think it's easy and it's weak or whatever. It's quite competitive, as the results might show.
You know, you mentioned the league. Tell me about your team, IK Braga. What style of football does the team play?
Yeah, I'll say we're playing a good football. Like, we've got ball players in the team. Obviously, we have some players that are strong, you know. Mm. They have this Swedish mentality. But overall, I think it's a good mixture of the guys in the team and the energy is good. You know, because also for me, I enjoy playing for now, like I've been playing. So I think it's good. It's good. It's good. I don't want to lie.
And how would you think the league there, the Superettan, compares to the PSL and NFD?
I won't really say anything about the South African NFD because Superettan is way too big for the South African NFD. I think I would compare maybe Superettan with a little bit of a PSL, you know, because it's just that the difference with Superettan, it's more tactical and physical, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In the PSL, you know, it goes with talent and stuff, you know, it's up and down, man, you know, in the PSL.
Yeah.
But here in the Superettan, it's crazy, man. Like, it's crazy. It's like a wrestling, bro.
Nice. So it's all about the physicality.
Yeah, bro. The physicality, it's extremely crazy, bro. I don't want to lie to you. I don't want to lie.
So do you think that that's added to your game, though, that you've had to kind of add? I'm assuming there must be a lot of strength training in order to try and like build you up so that you can take those hits.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's what they believe in, you know. But I just, when I was here, sat down with the coach, spoke to him. I came here as a number 10, you know. So he said to me, he wants to use me as a winger, you know, because of the body, you know, because I'm not that strongest and a physical player. So he said, if I play on the wing, I think it should be easy for me, because when you play in the middle, that's where the battles are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So from, it's not what I'm focusing on, like, to be honest, you know, because now I have to use my strengths, you know, because in terms of the pace, skill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I'm doing pretty good in those terms, you know. In terms of the physicality, I'm not getting into details like too much where lift up weights. Maybe I do that maybe 3 times a week, you know, when you do core and stuff, just not to get that big, you know, so I can bump into players. It's not about that for me, you know, because we have players who can do that in the team.
You were player of the season last season. What was that moment like for you being given that award?
It felt great because it was my first season. So that shows that I've been working hard. So I was so happy.
What's next in terms of, like, let's say you have a vision board, a plan for your career. What would you say is next? Do you see a return to the PSL, or do you want to move to a bigger league in Europe eventually?
Like for me now, like a move like in Europe for like a bigger team, it would be a great move for me.
Okay, so tell us about FK Meta. What type of style does your team play? And what type of football do they play in the Latvian league compared to South Africa?
I can say, like, for FK Meta, like, the coach loves to introduce, like, young players most of the time. His philosophy moves on young players most of the time, not, like, experienced players. In a team, like, you need, like, experienced players, like, most of them. But this side, like, when I came, I was shocked. Like, this coach loved to play, like, young players only.
And that must be much different from this side, where it takes a lot longer to get into the team, yeah.
Crew, please prepare the cabin for landing. Let us know who you would like us to talk to next, as it is always a great pleasure catching up with South Africans playing overseas. Thank you for joining us on Soccer Laduma Airways. Have a fantastic day further.